Let's begin here this evening. I'm joined by South African Insurance Association's Liso Qashega. We're talking about house fires and as well as flooding and how one ought to reduce that risk. Because house fires in South Africa can be a devastating impact on communities and as well as the economy. They are unpredictable. Obviously, they spread in seconds and can destroy a house within minutes. Ulisa Qashega joins us now. Ulisa, thank you so much for having joined us, my brother. Siyabulela uba ube khona apha enqubeni yethu iRise FM in 60 minutes.
Thanks, Musa. Good evening to the listeners as well. Ngiyajabula bala.
Lisa, you know, when we talk about just, you know, house fires and as well as just the impact that is caused by that, what would you say the impact is?
Well, the impact is always not very nice. You can imagine, Uchi, if indlu yakhe yasha, it destroys the fabric of the house. You know, you either completely lose the house, in which case that was the investment, or there's a potential Uchi, the fire might even go kwamakhelwane and destroy the house that side. And also, obviously, the worst one being the death or the disability of someone due to the fire.
Yeah.
So a fire, whether most of the time it starts very little and it can spread very quickly, depending on what do you have inside. So impact economy is never nice.
Mm.
You know, it's terrible. It's one of those.
Yeah. I suppose then from the work that you've done as an insurance association, what sort of common causes are those that maybe causes fire? Or, you know, if I were to rephrase this question, I would say, what are the common causes of house fire?
Sure. Well, most of the time it would be a poor electrification. I know most of the time we don't necessarily have the money.
Yeah.
So what we do is I think you understand a bit of electricity. So that is a substandard work, and most of the time that can lead to a fire hazard. Can lead to fire because it's not nicely done.
Mm.
And of course, because it's a winter, we overload the plugs. One plug in cleaning, we put everything, heater, stove, cell phone in that could also be a thing that causes overheating. And of course, once electricity overheats, then becomes a problem. And then generally, if your wires are exposed of electricity, especially if in things like your carpets or anything that can just combust, so that those are the big things that relate to electricity. Then of course, amakhandlela, we know, you know, every year, especially in Ikukwini, there are people that pass away, die because of people left amakhandlela, like candles burning all night. Those are major causes. And of course, heaters, mbaula, and cooking oil, by the way. Because if you leave the cooking oil for a long time, it boils to over a point, and that could actually lead to a fire. So, you know, those are the small things that are there,
Eye-opening there. I suppose then, what becomes then the accelerators of fires? And, you know, why do you think it is important for us to know some of those accelerators?
Yeah, well, the accelerator is something that increases the spread of fire, that makes it quicker. So whatever it is that, you know, things like, you know, if you have got the paraffin or petrol around, any little spark might be, you know, that would be a catalyst, that would be an accelerator.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, other things which makes it easy, those fun, the furniture, everybody has it.
Yeah.
Especially these cushions that we put around. You know, those things are made with a polyurethane, which burn quickly. Those things are accelerant. Plugs means, as I said, those ones cause the heat, and then they fire under the carpet and so on. You know, so those are the accelerants that makes it so quickly. As I said, using those fine petrol, using those fine thinners, you know, it paints, because it fumes are very dangerous, because sometimes you might take them for granted, but they do a lot of the damage. They get a spark, and I often tell people, even into a flour, we a layer that we make bread with.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's very dangerous because that could spark it, and it makes a moisture fire. But, you know, it's normally in a big quantities.
Yeah, because I also know, Liso, that even just AMA extension cords, they tend to be also somewhat of an accelerator, particularly to start fire, especially among ngagawa rolanga gahli, lapha. You know, they tend to be, you know, accelerators in this case. But yeah, really appreciate you having just shared those, because now those are some of the things that I'll just pay attention to. If you just join in the conversation, I'm chatting to Liso Kashega of the South African Insurance Association. We're talking about some of the things that really are accelerators in terms of fire, because this conversation this evening, we're looking at fire and as well as floods as, you know, things that one needs to reduce, particularly the risk thereof. And Liso was just sharing with us here on Rise from 60 Minutes around the accelerators. He's also mentioned some common causes of fire, and if you've missed it, and he's also talked more on the impact that, orientates around fire. Liso, you know, what are the other items that we use on a daily basis in our homes which may also accelerate fire?
Spray cans, perfumed generally, you know, especially if you have a lot of teenagers, they tend to overspray. Obviously, aerosol cans are, you know, around the heat, they can explode. It's one of those things. And isn't it fun enough fuel, whether you're keeping petrol or paraffin, you know, those things are easy to start the fire.
Yeah.
Paint cleaners. I'm a nail polish. Oh, I'm a nail polish because, as I said, love vapor corner.
Yeah.
And nail polish removers. Hey. You know.
Yeah, my producer won't be happy with that one. Eh, I'm telling you.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah, ladies, I'm very happy that. And generally, it clutter because a lot of things it clutter around, especially go garage or shedding, you know, because sometimes the heat goes in there and there's old newspapers, and then a fire could start from around about there, you know. And of course, long grass sometimes there's a potential of starting a fire.
Yeah.
So those are the things that are common around the house that we tend to take it for granted, you know.
Yeah, but then, you know, now we have talked about some of these things and we are aware of what they are. You know, what are the plans that one can put in place to actually manage house fire?
Sure. Knowledge. I think prevention, it is better than cure.
Sure.
I think, Mina, everybody in the house should be taught something about a fire, how to behave. From ugogo to the youngest, whoever can talk, even if umntwana una four, if yena can understand, they need to be taught so that they know exactly what to do when there is a fire or how to deal with yona. Yeah, but a simple thing like, as in when a fire, let's say, start an electricity, a thing like a sand or umhlaba nje, inhlabathi nje, uyiphose khona, does wonders. Because generally, I think the first instinct to go is to either throw water, you know, whereas, you know, electricity doesn't work like that. So that's why I'm saying knowledge. Good members of the family, zonke, you know, from the youngest to the oldest. And, of course, adhering to building codes, building standards.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in Abashala Goma Sabbath and so on. Generally, there's a building code, you know, that is there. You need to adhere to those because those have been... it's through experience and knowledgeable people that say do this because we are preventing the calamity. Yeah, and ukuthi isitovu, man, you know, as we keep on saying, when unestovu in a small part yestovu, put a small pot. Ungafaki the big pot, put it in the smallest part, whereas the pot is like this big. So make sure ukuthi everything is in aligned. And then, like, I'm a country, like, it's always, you know, it's all a big hit. If use it only when you are in the room. If you walk in the room, it's a green, because you never know with a candle. And of course, the heaters, yeah, just make sure that the heaters as go near the curtains, you know,
yeah.
Those things, those kind of things, yeah.
Yeah. No, but I suppose now, since we are just nearing towards spring and summer, some of those heaters, we just throw them away, Yabo.
Oh, yeah.
But also, man, you know, listen, I guess beggars is easy into, man. Like, what are the other things that one needs to consider? Because I'm sure that there's more, you know, that could be, you know, an accelerator or even just, you know, susceptible to fire.
Yeah. Look, with fire, that's why I said knowledge is key, right?
Mm.
But also, you have to have escape routes. If you are planning to take a fire, you know, normally, I'm a specialist of chimney. There used to be there used to be two ways of getting in, you know, at the back of the kitchen or a front. This is a great thing.
Mm.
But nowadays, because of crime, every house has the bagger bars and so on.
Sure.
You do need a one bagger bar that kind of opens out. Yeah, well, maybe it's locked and opens outside.
Yeah.
Because should there be a fire and there's a bagger bar, people have to get out. And I find that a lot of our houses don't necessarily have those bagger bars that open up, which is a bit of a danger.
Mm.
Yeah, well, if possible, get to the corner, if I extinguish it, and just, sometimes, when a fire starts, let's say, in one room, bedroom, let's say, Yabantuan, if you can possibly close the doors, the corner, and that starts the fire, the oxygen, because the fire, you need to start with oxygen, and then it dies down. So that helps until maybe you get proper help. Yeah, well, so don't just open everything, windows and doors. You are giving it fire, more fire. Mm. So, valmyang, you know?
Yeah.
And just start with off the oxygen.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the last one, most important, Yasin, we often forget this. Documents, such as our IDs, such as our whatever, you know, very important documents, have them somewhere as soon as there's an emergency. You know, those are the first few things that you need to take them out, because it's ID and every other things and.
Sure.
So, if possible, the important documents, just make sure that you they are in a very secure place, and or it's easy to take them out should there be fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're on Rise FM in 60 minutes. I'm chatting to South African Insurance Association's Liso Qashega, talking about house fires and as well as floods, and just, you know, the possibilities of just reducing the risk that is imposed by these hazards. Liso, you and I have been centering our conversation around fire, you know, quite a lot now. Maybe let's shift our focus and talk, you know, around ikukula. You know, what really causes ikukula?
Yeah.
You know, chances are, you know, what causes flooding to a house?
Yeah. Well, normally, it's weather. You know, I must have a sitting in Kulunkula for now.
That's one of them.
You know, Amazula, Avula, so that's the extreme weather. Yeah, well, see, Bonilla, I think we southwest, Mpumalanga and KZN.
Sure.
The devastation that the floods can do.
Mm.
And, go to where we normally build. You know, storm water drains are a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
Because what generally happens is that when municipality build, especially in the older parts of towns, there used to be only two people stay there, Umi stay, Fandenerva, and Ime Bayak.
Mm.
Mind that there is me, Uliso, and the 10 other people. So the pipes that corner normally are not enough. So when there's a flood or there's a lot of water, the storm drains can't take it. So those are the things that normally cause storm water or flooding in the house, you know?
Yeah. But I suppose now you were speaking about the house. I'm most interested to find out generally, you know, do you have maybe an understanding as people and as well as players who are playing in the insurance space to say, ikukulas bangelwa yini, Liso?
We not so much of an expert, but we do know that Ukuti has been, it changes your weather patterns.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, in a few years ago, you used to know Ukuti, you know, as in the rain is only going to come in summer in these certain parts of South Africa.
Sure.
You know, but nowadays, things have changed. Mm. You know, where you used to think Gutingang and your winter Gaban that there's nothing happens, nowadays sometimes could possible go to be hot 30 something degrees and then there's rain. Mm. So there's that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And the man so also the message that Uguti people sometimes it's caused by the people. I don't know why when there's a lot of people, there could be those kind of things.
Yeah.
I know. So, you know, there are causes of those. And, of course, building in the wrong places. Because once you change, for example, what we normally do, we change in direction near Yemilam, you know, river flows. Those become dangerous after a while, you know.
Sure, sure.
Because you can't stop water. So those are the things that cause the floods, you know.
Yeah. But I suppose then, what is then the impact, or rather, you know, when we look into the factors that could also somewhat have an influence within the household, particularly, you know, around the kukula?
Well, look, I think, poor drainage, drainage is important, can cause that, especially if our clinic drainage, you know, you don't look, because, you know, maintenance of the house is important. So, in theory, every change of the season, you are supposed to go up there, go gutters and look and make sure that everything is fine, the drains are working well, there's nothing clogging. We are going to go to your sink, I mean, it's taking a bit longer to clear out.
Mm.
Maybe there's something you're blocking there.
Yeah.
So do something before it becomes a big thing. And of course, the so-called best geysers, best geysers, that can also cause a bit of a flooding. Well, and the leaking pipes. And most of for Abantu that have insurance, most of the insurance companies do allow you to say, yes, it looks like there's a bit of a leak. Can you send someone to come and check for me, you know, before it becomes too much of a damage, you know? So the guy can come and have a look at what's the leakage. And then I'm a faulty appliances. Because Sunogwenza washing, maybe thinking I've set it up for 2 hours, let me go for shopping for a while. And Ungazuguti, maybe there's a problem with your washing machine.
Mm.
So that can also cause a flooding because, you know, it does its own thing.
I agree. I mean, I've experienced that with, you know, for one. So, yeah, that one I know it very well. Yeah, Zangafaga slip pipe, you know, on that machine while it was draining there. Yeah, found the house literally. In water. Yeah, you're on Rise FM in 60 minutes. Lizo Kashega is my guest this evening of the South African Insurance Association. We're talking about house fires and as well as floods and how we can, you know, somewhat reduce the risk that is imposed by some of the threats. Lizo, we're talking about reducing the risk there. You know, how does one manage or how does one get to reduce the possibility of their houses being flooded?
Sure. Well, look, The first, ideally, please avoid building in a floodplain. That would be ideal, you know. And I know government sometimes keep on saying Kubantu, and Abantu sometimes don't necessarily listen. And so that will be the first thing. And number two, make sure to a house like is nicely waterproofed, you know, especially around Amachins, around wherever the water can go in, and more importantly, know where the water valve is for your house. You know, every house should have a main water valve, and one kumundu that lives there, whether ugogo or umdanunyane, must know where the main water valve is, so that should there be a flooding of some sort, they know where to stop the water immediately.
Sure.
So one kumundu makayazi kutipina, and as I said, regularly maintaining, we check and check, there's a crack wall, there seem to be some things in there, good gutters in there.
Sure.
And so that's why I said, in maintenance, it has that. I know with Emakai, what we used to do with every about December, so planning for the Christmas, paint a lap, or everything is nice and neat and so on. So I think that tradition, if it's my keeper, will help us a lot in terms of stopping the sun and flood in the house, because that used to be an annual maintenance, because that's what's needed.
So let's look at the steps then. You know, what are the steps would you say, you know, one ought to take when their house is flooded?
Okay. The first is to stop water at its source. if possible, you know. That's why I'm saying, where possible, if it's because of a burst pipe or anything around up, then preferably stop it. Secondly, switch off the electricity, because water and electricity are a shock a lot. So that's why it's, if possible, switch off the main electricity so that because shocked.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, evacuate the house where possible. Take out anything that you can so that it doesn't get flooded, you know,
mm-hmm.
Where possible. Those are the things that those are the steps.
Yeah.
When your house is flooded,
Liso, would you say then, Uguti, you know, if my house maybe has been flooded, I mean, would you recommend that I start cleaning up and drying up the, you know, the house just in the process?
The sooner you can do that, the better. Or, you know, because you don't want the water to stay in one place. So then what looked like a small thing might actually become a bigger thing, because you can't stop your fossil water. So that's why, if possible, start a cleanup as soon as possible.
Mm.
You know, it minimizes the damage.
I think this is the big question we've been anticipating towards this conversation. What are the insurance products that, you know, one can take, you know, to cover themselves against, obviously, an event of house fire or as well as flooding?
Sure. Look, it would be great to have what they call a building insurance, which is you are insuring the actual structure of your house, you know. If una four rooms, your four rooms plus something that's outside, like a garage and and your paving, that all gets covered in the building insurance. And then as well as having what is called a house contents, so I normally say your house contents, the easiest way to think about it is if you were to take your house and turn it upside down, whatever that falls there is house contents. So that would be your furniture, your fridge, your TV, so you do need those, because if there's a flooding or there's a maybe your furniture will be damaged or your fridge will be damaged. So besides your actual structure, you want the lack of damage, potentially some of it in those arco, your bed arco could be damaged, so you need the cover for that. So you take your content and you take your building cover. And of course, there's something called an extended that you normally pay for, landscape and subsidence. Because like we've seen at KZN, right? Insurance will say, nope, that unfortunately there's nothing we can do because it's subsidized. Whereas if you do take the extension, then they will have to help you to put you in the same position that you were in before.
I hear you. Pumalanga, my guest this evening is Uliso Qashega. He's with the South African Insurance Association. This evening we'll be looking into house fires and as well as flooding, and how one ought to reduce the risk thereof. Liso, let me just take you back in the conversation. There might be someone who's just joined in the conversation now, just to reflect. I mean, talk us through again, you know, that process. I know you've touched on this one, but, you know, just the process of the plans that one needs to have in place to manage house fire, because I think that one is very important. You know, fire, I mean, we were somewhat told earlier on, you know, just late towards July, that it could be like a fire season. Even now with the wind in August, the rush, it could somewhat, you know, start fire. But how, you know, one ought to prepare themselves in terms of plans in managing the fire when it starts?
Look, with fire, I think with most things, you know, in maintenance of anything around the house is important. So, make sure that especially when we change the seasons, make sure that there are no trees around that could just fall over, or they could just bend because they are old, you know, or tall grass that could just bend because it's old. But also, precautions are good. That's why I say, if you use electrician, please use a Ubuntu that is registered. you know, because then it minimizes the chances of your house burning, because so only knows those much about electricity. I don't know much electricity enough. So don't take me. I know I might be cheaper, but the damage that I might cause,
yeah,
it might be a lot more than, you know, you back and forth.
So.
But also, I think, knowledge about what makes the fire, you know, and the knowledge about what do you do when there's a fire,
sure.
You know. Critically for me, especially with this thing that I spoke about, that we do heavy bagger bars.
Yeah.
I saw with someone that can heavy bagger bars, not necessarily in there, and maybe in one of those rooms that you can kind of open it outside so that people can go out. And understand, Gucci, to go out with that, normally wetting the blankets or anything that you can wet to get out of that will help. So you starve the fire of oxygen. Close wherever it started. Close that place, and until maybe you can get a bit of a help, whether fire brigade or Makelwane, they can come over and help you. So knowledge, that's key. And in Jagman Sisho, I think besides of knowledge how fire works, you know, should there be a fire,
sure.
How do you escape? If you start in the bedroom, how do you escape? Maybe it's easy because then you can just go to the front of the house, just open. But what happens when you start in the kitchen or you start in the lounge where there is doors? So you need to be able to plan those kind of things. And you need to, as I say, you need to know where are the important documents.
Yeah.
You know, that's why those are small things that general insurance we think about, but generally people might not necessarily think about. And it's a slab to look for those, because some of the documents you even forgotten, like let's say you bought a car, all those contracts are somewhere there.
Yeah.
So now to go and ask for it and produce and all those kind of things, it's easier if you can take them out when there's a fire. Yeah. Well? And have those emergency numbers if possible,
yeah.
You know, whether on the phone or on the door, wherever.
Yeah. Lisa, before we run out of time, quickly, you know, on the products that you were talking about that, you know, one ought to take, you know, just to cover themselves should these unforeseen, you know, events happen. You know, there on the personal legal liability cover, you mentioned something, you know, around, you know, just the personal liability cover. You know, I'm more interested to find out if maybe fire was started by negligence in my yard and it continually spread to Makelwane, and Makelwane can prove that, you know, it, you know, this fire started due to negligence, would I be covered, you know, should Makelwane sue me?
Because you mentioned something important. Yeah, besides the building insurance and contents, illegal liability becomes important, because Makelwane and all has to prove that if fire came from you, that's it, you know, and then you are liable. Whether you started because you're not being negligent or it was a mistake, at the end of the day, you will, she say, include a Makelwan, period. So you are liable for it. So it's important to have it, you know. You are right, I forgot to mention that, thank you. It's important to have it, because then, as you said, you know, and it might not necessarily be this one, Makelwan or one, because the fire spreads quickly. It might go from one racket on and then boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
Within a space of time, you have five houses on fire, all because of one. So that's very important to have.
Yeah. Lisa?
That's why, yeah.
My brother, thank you so much for having joined us. Sabulelo. Iqesho siphelo napha enqupheni yethu.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Sithokozile.
Okay.
That was South African Insurance Association's Lizo Qasheka there, talking to us here on Rise FM 60 Minutes around house fires and floods and how we can reduce that risk. Yeah, do you remember that conversation was probably brought to you there by the South African Insurance Association with Lizo Qasheka.